Today, Be'ez Hashem learned the Chav Vav of Masech des Chulin. Some of the topics they're learning about include the distinctions in the process of temed, wine made by soaking grape pits in water. At what point is it considered water which cannot be bought with Meister Sheni money and disqualifies a mikvah? And at what point is it considered wine which can be bought with Meister Sheni money and does not disqualify mikvah? The distinction in the age of Macher, when a Jewish girl can be sold as a Jewish maidservant, and the age of Knas, if a person was either ma'anis, coerced, or mafata, seduced a Jewish girl to znus, he's required to compensate her or her father with a penalty of 50 silver coins. The distinction in the ages of Miun and Chalitza. Miun, a minor girl, can only be married midiraisa by her father. If she has no father, the Chum initiated that she can be married midirabanan by her mother or brother. However, since this marriage is only midirabanan, it can be nullified through Miun by the girl declaring that she objects to the marriage. Chalitza. If a man died childless, there is a mitzvah of Yibim, his brother must marry the widow. However, the Torah specifies that if the brother of the deceased husband does not wish to marry his sister-in-law, Chalitza must be performed. They both appear in front of Beis Din, and the brother states that he does not wish to marry his sister-in-law, and the sister-in-law then removes his sandal from his right foot and spits in front of him, stating the pasuk, Kacha yasal le'isha ashal yivnes beis achas. After the ceremony, she is free to marry whomever she pleases. The distinctions between Erev Shabbos and Matzah Shabbos regarding Tekiah and Havdalah. The machlokes in the wording of Havdalah that is recited on Yom Tov Shchalias by Matzah Shabbos.